You are listening to the Campus Life Podcast, where Gary shares his lessons and adventures on campus as a college chaplain and the lead pastor of a collegiate church plant in West Hartford, Connecticut. Gary releases a new episode on the first and last Thursday of each month, but keep an eye out on your email because Gary is known to release bonus content every now and then. Lastly, Gary answers two questions on each episode. You can submit your questions by emailing us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and typing campus life question in the subject line. Now buckle up for this episode of Campus Life.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Gary Knighton, and you're listening to Campus Life. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Campus Life. I'm so excited that you're here. Listen, I get to help students at the University of Hartford connect to meaningful community, live life on mission, and most importantly, prepare to impact the culture for Christ for decades to come. So I'm so excited that you're here with me today. And so let's jump into our topic. Today, our topic is about stories. You got it. About stories. And today, I kind of want to talk about how impactful those stories are and can be if we use them correctly for the glory of God. And so this content kind of comes really fresh and off the cuff and off the heart for today because I was having a conversation. So with a friend of mine earlier today that really encouraged me and made me think about stories. And so I said, man, this should be a podcast episode talking to us about stories. So I said, hey, why not? Let's talk about stories for this week's podcast. So here I go. All of us have stories. If you're serving on a college campus, if you're doing any type of ministry, if you're ministering to homeless people, if you're ministering to senior citizens, wherever you're ministering, wherever your whatever your context is, wherever God has you serving and advancing the kingdom of God, you have unique stories. And for me as a college missionary, I have unique stories about my experiences with college students. And I was talking to a friend earlier today, as I mentioned already, that and she was telling me that it's so impactful when I hear your story. She was interviewing me for an assignment for her missions class, and she was asking me some questions about what I do on campus, mission-wise. And so I started sharing some stories about how we were connecting with our commuter population to find out how we can serve them on campus. And she was like, wow, you know, just hearing your heart about meeting the needs on people on campus and hearing the story about how you're going about trying to meet some of the commuter needs on campus just really touched me and even connected me more to what you're doing on campus. And this being after her seeing some stuff about my fundraising and just drawing awareness to what I'm doing on campus, she said, man, you know, the information has been cool that you've been sharing about the need on campus, but, you know, the stories have really allow me to hear your heart and allow me to actually see the transformation, hear about the transformation and the work that you're doing on campus in a very real way. And I was like, man, you know, cool, because, you know, some people are for stories, some people are information people, some people are story people. And so I was like, man, this is cool that she's kind of giving me this feedback. And so I said, well, you know, I'd love to talk about that today on our podcast, about stories. And the first thing I want to say today about stories as we kind of dive into this topic is that, again, one, we all have them, but two, that stories are powerful. And I think we don't really give them enough kind of credit or, you know, enough significance in our ministry role. You know, stories are really helpful. Stories help people connect who were absent from what happened, kind of get a chance to connect to what has been happening. You know, either in the ministry or around the ministry, they kind of give them an opportunity to almost be there with you, to have their heart kind of connect in a way that just sharing information about needs does not. And stories are huge because, you know, they're in a sense giving a person a chance to, you know, almost walk in your shoes or just maybe even connect to that situation because they might have been there too. And I think we just kind of downplay the power of stories because, you know, stories, if you be real, they're you know, pretty regular for us. And so we're kind of walking around and, you know, we're just experiencing this stuff and other people are not experiencing it. And I think that's one of the elements that makes stories so powerful is because, you know, you're in a unique context and the things that are happening allow people to kind of jump in and experience what you're uniquely experiencing that they can't or don't have the opportunity to experience. And so stories are way more powerful than I think that we really give them credit. You know, because they, you know, sometimes they appeal more to the heart. But hey, there are people out there who connect more with transformation, right? The visual or even the auditory idea of transformation than they would ever with communicate or when you're communicating just information. And so I think it's so important that, you know, we understand the power of stories and, you know, how they connect. Just think about the Bible. The Bible is, you know, communicating a message, but a lot of it is done in story form. You know, we read the narratives of people's life and we're able to jump in and be there and visualize and feel the heart, you know, the angst of what happens because a lot of the, you know, what is being communicated, the message of scripture is covered in the context of stories. And I forget, we forget how powerful they are for people who are not experiencing the things that we go through and things that we experience as ministers on in our unique spheres of influence. For me, again, the college campus, we forget how powerful they are in connecting people to what's happening with us. And I think that's so important for us to remember is that stories are so powerful. They're more powerful than we give them credit for on a normal basis. And here's the idea. I like this too, is that power stories, you know, are, you know, more powerful than we think. But here's a different idea on it is that, you know, we don't really think our stories are amazing. And I think that's also something I kind of learned from this conversation is because there are stories that I tell people and they go, wow, that's amazing. And I'm like, man, that's every day for me. And it's not like one of my more amazing stories. If you know what I mean? We all have like stories that even in our context, you know, wow us, right? And that sometimes the stories that don't wow us are still powerful to other people. And here's why. I think that what's ordinary to us, what are ordinary stories to us, may be extraordinary stories to other people because they may not have served in your lane or they don't have the opportunity to do what you're doing. And so from their outlook on life, what you're doing is absolutely amazing. Even though it's just normal for you, it's extraordinary for them to hear that kind of story because maybe those types of story don't exist in their context of ministry, or they haven't been exposed to, you know, what you're doing. So this is kind of a first time for them hearing that. And I think that's amazing for us to know that, you know, sometimes what you're sharing, though, it's just basic to you. It's more than basic for someone else. And I think we don't give that enough credit. At least I haven't really thought about how powerful in a sense that and how extraordinary my ordinary stories are for people who don't serve in my context. And so, you know, I had to really remind myself. Now, here's what I'm saying is like, you know, I want to talk a little bit about how to use these stories, but I do want to say, you know, I think that as we work, do the work, we remember the stories, like we know what has happened and we've experienced it, but we aren't keeping like a record to use them. We're just experiencing those things. So we're not like, oh man, like, yeah, when this kid caused me to go meet with him at a you know, somewhere to eat so that we can go talk about, you know, his conviction over his sin and how he's kind of lost and, you know, you're kind of helping him or her get back into a relationship with Jesus. Like, we're not going there thinking like, oh man, this is a story. I need to record it or I need to, you know, keep it in mind for a talk that I'm having with a fundraiser, you know, later this year. Or no, you're working, you're doing what you love. It's naturally flowing out of you. And so you don't think of it as something that you can use because you're just doing your job. But But the reality is that, you know, not to say that you need to take on that mindset and now go to everything with a plan to record it or just have it to use it for later. But, you know, here's the idea is that these stories are valuable, and you are having these experiences, and you know, and that information is in you. And here's what I want to say is because, you know, as a preacher, you know, I have to do this, you know, because it's just so hard to come up with illustrations. But a lot of my life, I'm not just living it. I'm living it and processing my life and saying, okay, how can I use this story as a sermon illustration? Let me kind of let me put this back in my mental Rolodex, or, you know, maybe even write it down. But there's so many things that I experienced that I'm looking for a way to use it in the future. And I think we have to do the same thing a tad bit with our stories, with our experiences in our context. And it's not, again, to try to, you know, use people's lives as a bargaining chip or something like that. But it's just remembering that, you know, these stories, again, are unique to our situation many of the times. And they're powerful in helping you know, leverage and move forward things that we want to see happen in our ministries. And so these stories are definitely important, and they're powerful. Let me say this. You are full of stories. And I know, you know, you don't think so because, you know, you're just living and you're like, man, you know, if you're like me, you're just like, yeah, I don't have that many stories. But here's the truth. You do. You do. If you're ministering, if you're actively changing and transforming people's life through the power of Jesus Christ, you have stories. You have interactions. You have encounters that you've had with people. You've helped people get back on track. I mean, you've helped people find the love of Jesus. You've helped people through grief. You've helped people through the loss of, you know, the loss of a parent, or through their parents' divorce. I remember I was on campus one day, and I was coming out of the library, and I was talking to a young man, and he's funny because every time he sees me, he talks about why he hasn't been to church, and I'm never encountering him that way. I don't seek to, at least, encounter him and be like, you know, why hasn't he been to a huddle or to a church service? That's not my job. Like, you know what I mean? That's not, you know, my intent when I see him. But he always says that. But then he asked me, can I pray for him? After I prompted, said, how can I pray for you? And he told me, you know, both of my parents are, you know, they have divorced. And, you know, the guy you met last time who came was, my mom's fiance. And now my dad is seeking to get remarried. So both of my parents are divorced and they're both seeking to get remarried. And I need prayer because I'm processing this all while I'm here at school. And, you know, and I was like, wow. So, of course, I pray with him and continue to just talk to him when I can and when I do see him on campus. But, you know, people wouldn't know about a story like that if I didn't, you know, share that with them. And that's why I said a story like that is powerful, because we're having these normal everyday experiences and we don't really chalk them up as stories, but they are. They're encounters that are significant that we just say are run of the mill. And so we don't record them. And so here's what I want to say is that you are full of stories, but you need reasons to recall them, right? You need reasons to recall them. If someone were to ask you about certain scenarios, you would be able to recall those stories. If somebody prompted you or asked you a question, a lot of times many of the stories that you do have would come back to mind if people prompt you them. So like the questions that my friend was asking me today were prompting me to dig deeper into things that have happened and give her examples about things that we've done on campus. And that was a reason to recall some of the stories. And so we need a reason to recall. And here's one of the things. We need stories sometimes to bring other people on board. Here's a good reason to recall. We need stories sometimes to bring other people on board with what we're doing, what God is allowing us to do. So many people are not going to come on board because of the information, the need, even sometimes the vision. Some people are going to come on board because they heard a story of transformation. They are excited about how God is actually changing lives, and hearing stories about that seeing that, seeing your testimonial, you know, just sitting down with you, hearing your heart, and through the form of a story, is super impactful to bring people on board to come and serve, people on board to give resources to the ministry, and even people on board to give funding. I mean, in this particular conversation we're having, you know, it was cool because we were talking about my fundraising efforts toward the latter part of the conversation, but even that was more attractive to her in terms of funding than it was just knowing the information. And so I think that's super important for us to remember as we're going forward. That's a good reason to recall stories, is to bring other people on board. A second one that I have is to remind ourselves of the good that we have been doing and have done. And I think a lot of times it's easy to get dismal. It's easy to get discouraged on those days where, you know, ministry may not be so impressive or just be, you know, so active at the time. And you're having a tough day. Maybe you're, you know, doing a bad thing and comparing yourself to other people, whatever the case may be. Sometimes those stories help remind you that, hey, you are actually making a difference out here in your unique sphere. And for me on campus, I remember one time I was honored to receive the 100 Men of Color Award in 2018. And I was, you know, nominated by my peers, and I won that nomination along with 99 other men of color in the Connecticut area. And I had the privilege of reading one of the entries that someone sent in about me. And it was talking about my work when I was working with a community renewal team, and I was working with, parolees, helping them get back on track with community renewal team. And they were talking about, you know, how I help countless people returning back from, you know, incarceration, rehabilitate and get reintegrated into life. And I paused and I thought about that, and they started talking about more of the work I was doing evangelistically. And I was just like, man, you know what? I've done a little bit, you know, not to say that I got all high and mighty, but I was like, man, okay, if people want to honor me for the work I'm doing, you know, and have done, okay, cool. Because I don't think about it that way. And so sometimes it's good, a good story reminds you sometimes of the good things that you've been doing that you haven't necessarily been keeping track of. And another thing for me is that, you know, it's a good way to keep track of the faithfulness of God. You know, stories even remind us how, not what we've done, but just how good God has been in and through our ministries, and how good God has been to us while we've been on the ground doing the ministry. And so I'm just really, really encouraged by, you know, just having this opportunity, you know, to record the faithfulness of Jesus as we set out to do ministry. You know, our hope is that, of course, I think everybody's hope is that the Lord would blow on, the Lord would multiply, establish our efforts. And so good stories are a reminder that God is with you, you know, that God has been working through you, and God has been empowering your ministry and making sure that transformation is happening. And so I just wanted to get here today. Thank you so much for just tuning in. We're right in the thick of the summer right now, and I'm just so excited to be able to share this kind of content with you. Remember, just your stories are powerful, and some people are going to connect with information, but there's a ton of people out there who are going to connect more with transformation, with stories of transformation. And so these are just a few tips on, you know, stories and how you can use them and why you need reasons to recall them. And, you know, if you have any questions, any comments about, you know, this content, I welcome them. Please send them in. You'll hear something in the outro about how you can send some information in. But thank you again for listening to this episode of Campus Life. And remember, if you want to reach the world, you have to reach the college campus. Bye-bye until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Campus Life. To get the show notes from this episode, be sure to email us at info@faithfellowshipct.com and type show notes in the subject. You can use the show notes to discuss this content with your staff and student leaders. Lastly, if you'd like to financially support Gary on his mission to disciple, develop, and deploy college students so they can influence the culture for Christ for decades to come, visit GaryKnighton.com/H4UH. As always, if you enjoy this content, please share with your friends and on social media. Thanks again for listening to Campus Life.